Okay, we continue in the Rambam. After a little break over the long weekend, we're now in the sixth chapter of the Laws and the Zeros. What we're basically going to be learning now is of the three prohibitions that the Nazir has, how catastrophic are they for the Nazirus? We know what Tumah does. We know what Tumah does, but how about drinking wine or cutting your hair? So we're going to basically see what are the effects of that.
The first time we did the vows,
You caught the Nazarite, the vows of Nazarite of Samson.
Yeah, you got it. It meant something.
Good. Okay.
And that doesn't include
death. Okay, good. Halach Aleph. Nazir shesha yayin. If a Nazir drinks wine, for ochal yotzim in a gefen, or eats derivatives that come from the grape, which are prohibited, clearly. Afilu yamim rabim, if he does it for many days, every day he's drinking a bottle of wine. Eina soser mimei nazirus afilu yom echad. He does not knock off from the nazirus even one day. Okay? Why? Because the Torah says only by tumah. It says that the first days fall off. It says vayomim arishonim yiplu ki tumei nizro. So only by tumah does it say the days fall off, but not by anything else. So he now, of course, you'll see he can get lashed. He's sinning, but it doesn't undo the nizirus. Okay, v'chein and similarly. Im gilach miut sa'ar osho, if he cuts off a minority part of the hairs of his head, bein b'shogig bein b'mezid, whether it's intentional or unintentional. Now this is a halacha l'moshe misinai. The commentator said there's no reason. Before I gave you a reason by drinking the wine, it's the implication of the pasuk. But here it's halacha l'moshe misinai. So what happens? V'chein. Well, I lost the place here. Niskalach rov rosho, or if most of his hair, beim mezid, that's the same thing, it doesn't fall off. Now, niskalach rov rosho, what if most of his hair gets cut, beim betar, beim keintar, whether it's with a razor or something similar to a razor, let's say a scissors. Velo nishar minasaoris kidei lochav roshan likar, and there's not enough, any of the hairs, in order to bend that hair over, as we said before. Bein besudden, bein beshogeg. Doesn't matter if it's intentional or unintentional. Afilu gilchu nistim bonus. Even robbers came and they shaved your hair against your will. But they shaved it all off, just about. Harezeh soser shloshim yom. It knocks off up to 30 days. Achilopera, until there is a growth. Then he can count again. Okay, we'll see what this means as the Rambam will give a Ketzad example. Ketzad, what do we mean by this? So it depends. This is not when it's all cut off. Remember, a little bit's cut off, doesn't do anything. But if it's all cut, just about all cut off, there isn't anything to even bend over one hair. So again, he says it knocks off 30 days. Until he gets a growth. So what does this mean? So he says, what the commentary will explains, you got to first wait 30 days until you have some hair, and then you count what you need to count to make it happen. What we will means, see what this means. Yeah. We'll see what this means. Beis, Ketzad, for example. Nodar Naziris Me'ayom. He made a Naziris be a Nazir for 100 days. Ulachar Esrim Yom, after 20 days, Nisgalach Rov Rosha, most of the hair came off. Hareza, now what does he have to do? He has to show a shloshim yom. He has to wait 30 days, achiyir basar rosha, until he gets some hair, comes back, a decent amount comes back. The achar shloshim, and now that he's got some hair, then monesh shmonim yom. Now he counts the remaining 80 days, tashlum yemein is zero, to complete the time of being a nazir.
So after the hair grows back, he starts counting 21, 22, 23.
That's right. In other words, because you can't start from no hair, right? The idea is you let your hair grow long. But if there's no hair, you're not letting it grow long. So you have to have like a minimal of 30 days of growing. And now we say, Because that's like not even, that's nothing wrong. There's not that much hair in 30 yeah. days. When you're starting with nothing, 30 days doesn't give you a lot. The idea is you have normal hair and you let it grow wild. Well, just letting it go from nothing to 30 is not going to grow wild. So you have to get 30 to get it to the baseline. Exactly.
So what right? is your
now, and let's say even it was a less than 30 day. Let's say it was a 30 day Nazarist. The commentator said, let's say you did 5 days. And then you got all cut off. Then you still would go 30 days till you got a baseline, and then you count another 25 for that. Okay? V'chol osim shloshim. And what about during those 3 days when you're getting to the baseline? Kol dikdukin is with all the details of Naziris apply to him. He cannot drink wine, he cannot be tummy to mace, and cannot obviously
so
cut
it's
his
like
hair.
Those days.
So it's like it, but it's like sort of on hold to get you back to speed.
Right.
As it were.
But you can't go make yourself tummy. I mean, you have to.
You can't go make yourself. So in effect, you really are adding 30 days to your Naziros. That's what you're affecting. But you at least didn't lose what you had before.
Yeah. Yeah,
but it's sort of, it is. Sort of. Well, you lost 30 days. You lost 30 days.
You'd be better off to start again.
As opposed to, let's say, tummy. Let's say a guy was a Nazir for 3 days. Then he became tummy. Right, he loses the 3 days.
It's only 3 days.
Okay, but then he has to start. He has to wait 7 days till he gets purified, and he has to start 30 new days.
Right.
That's still less. Now, but if with the haircut, you're going to have to wait 30 days just to get yourself back to speed. So in that way, you'll have to spend more time being a Nazir once you get your haircut than when you became tummy.
Right.
That's the point.
It's a different issue.
So it's not like it can't say, well, the hair cut, the cutting hair knocked him off. Can't knock him off. Doesn't knock him off. But you can't begin to be a Nazir unless you have 30 days worth of hair growth. So you're just getting it from the other end, as it were.
Yeah.
Ella, and let me just finish. So all the stringencies are during those 30 days, and he says Ella Shane Olam, but they don't count for the days. And he has to make up where he whatever. So whatever. So all the hair gets cut off. Wherever you're at is good. You have it. Now you have to take a 30-day break to get your hair back to speed. And then you continue where you left off. And you still have to keep all the laws anyways. So effectively, you're really being a Nazir for another 30 days. That's effectively what's happening.
Would you get lost for
on the other hand, let's say you were a Nazir for 100 days. You were 99 days a Nazir and you became Tamei Meis.
It's better than restarted.
Now you're going to start from zero.
It depends how far
I'm saying it's an after 99 days. You start from zero. If you got all your hair cut in 99 days, just another 31 days.
Yes.
You get advantages 60. Depending on when it happens.
But anything that's against your will, you wouldn't have the penalty if they cut your hair forcibly.
You get lashed.
Actually, okay,
there's two issues. There's lashing
right. And
there's starting over
and also
or continuing. So you never get lashed if it's against your will.
But the bakery certified
a person drops dead on you.
Right.
What can you do about it?
If the bakery certified there's no grape juice in the cake, and some, you know, like the COR said there was nothing, and then
it's well, grape juice not a problem.
No, I mean
grape
no, I mean
grape juice says that nothing happens there.
Well,
you don't have to start over.
No lashing.
You didn't do it on purpose.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. Okay.
You can only lash. You're warned. You're not supposed to do it. You know you're not supposed to do it. And you did it maliciously. Then you get lashed.
So anyway, you get the 30 days. You'd get lashed if you drank grape juice.
If you did it on purpose, you were warned, don't drink that $1.99 grape juice. No matter what, if it's on sale, don't drink it. Okay? Just don't drink it.
It's on sale,
but you will get lashed, but you don't have to lose any days. You don't lose any days. So let's make it clear. You can get lashed for everything, and you only get lashed if you did it intentionally. Tumas mace, and we're going to discuss lots of deal, but pure tumas mace knocks you out, and you have to wait 7 days to become Torah and start all over from the beginning. Wine doesn't do anything. You could literally, let's say we're ignorant to the law, all right? You drank every day, drunk like a skunk for 30 days. You're finished. Just go bring your korban and you're finished with your naziris. And you're not going to get lashed because nobody warned you. Okay? While cutting the hair, if it got totally cut, then you're going to have to wait 30 days to begin the count. But only partially cut, then nothing happens over there as well. Okay, good. Question, comment, no? Gimel. Now, now we've dealt with haircutting and wine. Now, Totoma, Gimel. Nazir shenitma, now Nazir becomes tamei, bein bezodin, bein bishkoga, doesn't matter, intentionally, unintentionally, Vafila, here it is. Timuhu goyim bonus. A goy forces him to be tummy, to the dead body. Sosar hakoil. Everything's gone. Whatever you counted, you're back to zero. And now what do you have to do? Umegaleach tiglachas tuma. You have to get a haircut of the haircut of tuma, meaning when you become tar, when they sprinkle the ashes of paraduma, and now you become tar, you have to cut your hair to start over fresh. Umevi korbanos tuma, and you have to bring the allocated korbanos that are brought when you're tummy on the eighth day of your tuma, as will be learned later on. Then umaschil limnos yemei naziros, and now you start over. Shenemar, because the Torah says, "Vahayomim harishonim yipolu." The first days fall. Vafilu nitma biyom melos yemei nizro. Even if you become tamei on the very last day of however long the nizirus was, as a matter of fact, even besof hayom at the end of the day, that's 6:43, 2 minutes before shkia, a dead body falls on you after a 1 year nizirus. You'd have to start all over. Sosar ha-koil. Everything gets knocked off. Okay. Now, Dalit. Now, but here's an interesting scenario. What happens if you went straight through it? Everything was good. You went your 30-day Nazirus. Now, what happens when you're finishing the Nazirus? On day 31, you start going through the process of finishing the Nazirus, which is going to include korbanos and haircuts and all that stuff. Questions now become, what happens if you get tamei after day 30, but before you finished all the protocols necessary to release you from the Nazirus? All right? What happens then? So there's a bunch of stages here. Dalid. Nitmar achar yom malos. It becomes tamei after the first day after the conclusion. Whatever days you said, and those days were up, now the next day is where things begin to happen, which, and you become tamei on that day. Now, what is supposed to happen on that 31st day, let's say? Shuyom avos korbanos tahara. You bring the korbanos of tahara that you finished in a holy spate, and that's your regular korbanos. Ilu lo nitmei, if you wouldn't become tamei. If you go through regular naziris perfectly, you still bring korbanos at the end of that time. So now, what happens is, if you became tummy, let's say on whatever, let's say it was 100 days, okay, and now it's day 101. So, soser shloshim bilvad. It knocks off, but only 30 days. It only takes off 30 days and not everything else. The Kate said, yeah, so what do you do? What do you do if you became tummy? Well, first of all, maybe karbanos tuma kishi yitahir. First of all, he's going to have to, he's not going to bring those korbanos of tahara now because he became tamei. So now he's got to wait 7 days, ashes of paraduma, everything, and then he brings korbanos as if he was tamei during his nizirus. Umigaleach taglachas tuma. Now he has to cut his hair just as if he would have been tamei within 30 days. Umaschol limnos nizirus, and now he starts again nizirus. But only shloshim yom, only 30 days. Umegaleach tiglachas tahara. Then he'll cut his hair for a regular tohar conclusion of nazirus. Umevi korbanos tahara. He brings korbanos tahara. But that's all what if you became tamei on the day after the nazirus finished and you had not yet brought any korbanos.
Has he already cut his hair?
He didn't do anything.
So your vow is complete, effectively.
The vow was complete, but you didn't get yourself tar. So now what's going to happen is you're going to have to do a 30-day nazirus.
So when we talk about cutting hair, we're not talking about cutting hair as extremely as before. That's why you don't have to wait 30 days for the hair.
Yeah, that's an interesting point. I was thinking about that. I'm not sure about that. I would imagine you don't have to cut all your hair off when you finish your nazirus. When you finish the nazirus, you'd have to become bald?
I think so. Mitzora does.
That's a mitzvah. We'll have to see. We'll have to see later on. I would imagine not, because then we have this problem. Yeah. Then wouldn't you have to wait 30 days to start something, right? So that's because this is when you messed up. I don't think they'd make a nazir look so terrible. I mean, just you want to be a nazir. Yeah, you were, let's say, I'm afraid to use anybody's hairline here. I don't want to hurt anybody's, you know, whatever. You got, let's say, I don't know, this isn't regular. This is your regular hair, right? Okay, so now from here we go 30 days. Okay, it's wild. Now, when the guy finishes a nazir, we should make him turn into a baldy?
It should look like right after
you know, I understand a mitzora, we're punishing the mitzora. He has to be a baldy. But just give him a normal haircut. I don't, and then you could, then he just goes 30 days, a normal haircut. That's what I would assume. I'm sure Raman will detail that later. Let's just finish up this halach, and then I'll take your question. But what if he went into day 31, but he's already done a little bit of the process? What if nitmar achar shenizr kolav echad min hadamim? What if some of the blood from the karbanos was already sprinkled on him? Okay, so we're well into that day. He didn't bring all the karbanos, didn't cut the hair, but he's already brought some karbanos, and some blood has been sprinkled on him. At that point, eina soyser klum. It doesn't knock off anything, because you've already gone far enough into the purifying process. Eliyavi shar karbanos taharoshlo kishayitahir, but he is tamei. So he can't finish bringing the rest of the karbanos as a tamei person. Right. So what happens is he has to wait 7 days for offer para aduma, this and that, all those things, and whatever you do as a tamei person. And then whatever karbanos from tahara that he had not yet brought, then he brings the rest of them to finish off.
Is he another for those 7 days?
I don't know. I don't know.
Probably.
I don't know. Yeah.
Well, say, what's the order on the 31st day? What is the? Like...
He didn't tell us yet.
Okay. All right.
But obviously, you're bringing the karbanos, and then I think you're cutting the hair.
Okay. So if you're about to cut your hair,
but let's just see the next halal. I think it even is on the next day.
Okay.
It seems that let's look at the next halal.
Wait. If you're about to cut your hair and the goyim come and they forcibly cut your hair, do you say thanks for saving me the effort?
Depends when.
No. If you're about to do it and they come along,
then
and
I guess they did it.
But he didn't.
I don't know.
Forcibly.
I don't know. I mean, I don't see what the problem would be. You're no longer a nazir. Okay, but now we take it to the next step. Halacha, hey, what about nitma biyom shalacharov? What if you come tell me the day after that? We're going to call that day 32, which you have 30 days, you're nazir. Next day, you bring the korbanos. And then let's say the next day for the haircutting, which he says is day 32 or day 102. In other words, the second day when it's over, the first day when it's over, you bring the karbanos. It seems from here, the next day you cut your hair. What if it became tamei after all the karbanos were brought? Done. Everything's done. The next day you're going to cut your hair, but you became tamei then. Shuyom shiroi legadel ser. It's already a time where it's fit for you to be able to grow hair once you're going to get that haircut. Right? Gilach achar malos, or you got, or it's the day where you could have cut it when you were finished. Hareze nesoser kulm. It doesn't knock off anything. In other words, that extra day. Obviously, even though you didn't cut it. Why? Shoma naziris, because you really finished the naziris completely. The karbanos is the real completion of the naziris. V'chol shibol, anything that is ancillary for that, with the bringing of the korbanos, that's it. And anything else, that doesn't matter. So once the korbanos are brought on day 31 and all is fine and dandy, that you're done. In fact, you got to cut your hair. Okay, you got to cut your hair. But the fact you came to tell me, that doesn't affect anything. Okay, now, an interesting, because that's basically when you come to the end. Now a very, what do you call it, not you wouldn't logically say this, you would think the opposite, but it's counterintuitive halacha. That's the word I'm looking for. Vav. What about nitva biyom shenader? Let's say the very day you became a nazir, you become tamei on that day. O basheni, or the second day that you became a nazir. So, okay, you don't have too many days you could have saved, right? One day, really. Guess what? Ain't a soser. It doesn't knock off that day. You're going to say, what? How could it knock off the day? You tell me if I go 99 days, it knocks off 99. If it goes off one day, you think for sure it should knock it off, shouldn't you? This is the counterintuitive halacha. Elamashim aleim, but no. What will you do? You'll have to wait 7 days to become Torah again, sprinkle the ashes, bring your korbanos. But now you pick up where you left off.
One in the bank.
So let's say you got one in the bank, and you only have to do 29, right? Actually, everything Gomer. Shenemer, because why? Because look what it says when you did become Tamei. It says, V'hayomim harishonim pelanu. The first days fall. Why did the Torah say the first days? To tell you, actually, Hashem shnei yomim. You have to have two full days. If you have two full days, then they fall. Lafigo devre nitma mishlishi v'hol. If you tell me on the third day, then soser kol hakodmim. Then all the 2 days are off. Because then it's yomim have fallen. But if you only had one, I don't imagine. On the first day, I don't know what you can salvage. You didn't even get one day. And we don't have hours, so I don't really know what you save.
That's the first day you can save a day.
Oh, because I'm saying, so let's, if you have to have one full day. But I guess any time, and once you get from one full day to 2 full days,
then you have multiple days.
Then you have a problem. So I don't know how you can get more than one day. Even 1.5 days, I still think you'd have to
be complete.
I don't know, but it seemed you'd need to have 29 days. You didn't have a full day. I don't know.
But you do fractions of days, in other words.
I don't know. But be that as it may, you can only salvage less if it's within the first 2 days. Okay? So that's all. Okay, so that's the counterintuitive halacha. Next,
it says 2 days. It sounds like you can.
If you have two on the count, then they fall off.
Right, but if you have a day two on quarters, it looks like you can do 1/4 day more, and then
I don't know. It's kind of funny. I don't know yet. He hasn't talked about it, so I really don't know yet. Okay, Zion. Here's a really interesting situation. The guy is Tomei. He just happens to be Tomei. Okay, and he says, "Okay, I now declare that I'm going to be a Nazir." Well, now what exactly happens? Like, right. was it a proper declaration? Or, like, what happens? So, Nodar bin Nazir v'hu Tamei Meis. The guy says, I'm going to be a Nazir. But before he did that Kabbalah, he already was in a state of Tamei Meis. Anyway, Chol Olam Naziris. Naziris takes effect, meaning when he purifies himself from the Tumah, he has to conduct himself as a Nazir in Tahara. He doesn't have to make a second acceptance of Naziris. Whereas the Naziris is legitimate, it just can't take effect yet. But you don't have to say you're a Nazir.
So he can drink wine until he purifies
himself. Well, let's see what happens. Now, so his Naziris happens. V'nitma pam acheres. Wait a minute. So let's say while he's Tamei, he becomes Tamei again. Okay, o shasa yayin, or he drinks wine while he's tummy, and in both cases he's been warned not to do this. O gilach, or he cuts his hair in that time while he's tummy, loike, he gets lashed, because really what's happened is the naziris has taken effect immediately. That's the chiddush over here. Even though you're going to say to yourself, I don't get it.
The count doesn't start yet.
You know, let's think about it. Let's take a simple case. Let's take a real case. Let's say we're a Nazir, and after 2 weeks you became Tamei. Okay? You're Tamei. Now you're on a 7-day hold, right? Well, not that. 7-day hold plus 30 days, right? Can you drink wine during those 7 days? Can you get a haircut during those 7 days?
Not.
No. Can you Tamei to another person during those 7 days? No. So that's the same thing. So even though you started before you began your Tamei, but you are a Nazir starting now. But we just can't start the count.
Right.
So therefore, you can't do anything a Nazir can do because you are a Nazir now. The problem is we can't give you any days because you're Tamei. So when you became the Nazir, you in effect were saying, I'm going to be a Nazir for 30 days plus as many days it takes for me to get out of this Tumah. I'm effectively a Nazir as such.
Is it Mitzorah okay. Tamei?
Mitzorah.
If you're...
He's not Tamei Meis. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe we'll get to it. I don't know. He's not Tamei Meis.
Right, that's what I mean. Saying.
I don't know what. Well, I don't know. I don't know what the halach is of a Mitzorah says he's a Nazir. We'll have to see. I don't know.
We're all Tamei now, right? There's no red heifer, right? So if someone took this vow, they would never actually start to count.
Yeah, but you still will be a Nazir the rest of your life.
Right. You never could end it.
Well, even if you weren't Tamei Meis, you'd have to be a Nazir forever because there's no Beis Hamikdash. Either way, right? So let's say it's 5 more days till he has the paradumas poured on him and all that, and now he should start counting. Let's say after day 5, he should start counting 30 days. But what if, vim shoho betumasa kamayomim? What if, well, you know, the days were up, but I just never got the, I didn't finish my purification process, and a couple of weeks pass, a month passes. I mean, really, once the ashes are sprinkled, you do what you do and you become tar. What if he's just negligent? He just doesn't get any ashes of the paraduma water poured on him, and a month passes. Well, guess what? You have all the restrictions of a nazir anyway, and you get no days on the clock.
Or he could have been across the country.
Whatever the situation is. Ain olin lo. It doesn't count for his numbers once he starts counting. Ad sheyaza, until you sprinkle the water, the ash, the paraduma, shlishi on the third day, ushvi on the seventh, v'yit bol b'shvi, and go to the mikvah on the seventh day. You have to do all those things. If you delay any of it, you're still tame, and you're effectively a nazir, but you don't get any day's credit. The yom shvi, however, the seventh day, when you've sprinkled the water and you've gone to the mikvah ready, oilalom aminin laziris lazeshan v'tame, that it becomes the first day for the person who made the naziris when he was tame, on the seventh day after he went to the mikvah. Because you don't bring a korban, and you don't have to wait for the eighth day, so he can already begin on that day, because he's already tar. A nazir who's tameh has to wait till he brings the korban. Yes. So that's the next day. But here, if you're tameh mace, that's all. You sprinkle third, sprinkle seven, go to the mikvah, you're tar. So he could technically do it early in the morning, whatever, and then he could start, and that could be day one. On the other hand, as opposed to Aval Nazir Tar, but guy a regular Nazir when he was Tar, and then in the middle became Venitma, Ena Maskelmas, he cannot start to count, Elamiyom Hashmini Vahola, from the eighth day and onwards, because that's when he brings the Korbanos on his Tum, and he can't start to count until after he brings the Korban Chatas. Now, the reason why a Tomei person who becomes a Nazir doesn't bring a Korban for his Tumah, because the Torah says if a person dies upon him and makes his Naziris Tomei, so only by a Torah person who becomes Tomei we have this aspect, but a Tomei person doesn't happen. So again, if you started Tomei and became a Nazir, said even on day seven, once you go into the mikvah, you can start counting. If you were Tar and you became a Nazir and then you became Tomei in the middle, you can't start counting until day eight, because that requires the Korbanos, and from that point you can count. Okay, I'm going to stop it over here. Okay, guys.